Well, I'm happy to say that we got a great guy here who does so many things for a company that does so many things for Detroit, for the country. General Motors Vice President of Corporate Giving, Terry Radigan. Terry, always good to see you. You're always at all the good events.
Good morning, Paul W., and welcome back to our headquarters.
Yeah.
It is so great to have you back in the building.
Did you just come running down from
your
third or fourth meeting with Mary for the day? It is 7:09, so I'm sure you've had several already.
We are delighted to have such vitality back in our Renaissance Center headquarters here. It's so fun, and congratulations to all the women who lead, and to Ann Thomas, 12 classes of 12. You've got a dozen.
Right
there.
Right. And somebody did the math for us. I think it's 144, but
that's
I'm not
going
to,
yeah.
You know, I was very bad at math. But we thank you for supporting this very program, the Paul W. Smith Show, and of course, Women Who Lead, and for that matter, the Paul W. Smith Golf Classic. All the things that you do. Now let's talk about quick business, and that is, you had a very important day yesterday, Investor Day in New York City.
We did. We had Mark and Mary and our CFO, Paul Jacobson, and some other executives presenting to investors to take a short-term look at the rest of 2022, and we actually were able to increase our guidance for our financial performance for 2022, which is great news for everyone. And then also to take a look at, you know, our all-electric future, and we're very bullish on the all-electric future with things like the Silverado EV and the Equinox EV and the Blazer EV. And we were able to announce that all the Ultium EVs that we have will be profitable by 2025.
That's really, I mean, there have been a lot of things I can say that's incredible about. That's one of them.
Exactly.
That's incredible. It's incredible how fast you've moved in that EV space. It's truly incredible. But to stand here, you're actually sitting, but for Mary to stand yesterday and say, that all the EVs on that platform will be profitable by 2025 is astonishing.
It is. And the other important news that she made yesterday was that we have binding agreements for all of the raw materials that we need to build to hit our targets, which is a million EVs. So we have, it's nickel, and there's all kinds of raw materials that are required now, and we've secured binding agreements for all of it. So
well,
it was a big
deal. That's good to hear, because you do hear the sidebar stories of saying, well, China controls all of these minerals, and India controls all of these, and we're at their whims. But you're telling me you already have deals locked in for everything you need.
That's correct. And the nickel that we secured is from Quebec, Canada. So it's not China. It's our neighbor
Good.
To the north. So it's really exciting.
Our biggest partner in commerce,
exactly.
Canada.
Exactly.
How's everything else?
Everything's really, really great. It's such a fun time in Detroit. I mean, I know you're going to be at the Hobnobble Gobble later. I'll be at the tree lighting. We've got so many different activities and it's just traditions. And
it
just
kicks
fantastic.
Off. I really think of it as kicking off this morning with this breakfast. We start to honor people. We start to step back and look around us and be grateful.
Exactly.
Practicing being grateful is a very healthy thing, makes your life better. And then all of these things like Hunger Free in the D that we do Monday morning. In fact, the text to give is underway. You can donate to Gleaners or the Capuchins if you text the word hunger to 1-800-859-0957, 1-800-859-0WJR. For a limited time, you can text to give. And that's just the beginning. There are so many other great events coming up.
It's so fun, and it's a great city, and we're on the rebound. I love that we're going to host a football game where the Lions aren't even playing on Sunday.
And I happened to be there the last time the Bills played there because my now late stepfather, no, not stepfather, Kim's stepfather, was a big Bills fan, and therefore Kim is too, and Mom is Erlene. But we went to this game, and I called the Lions and said, is there any chance I can get in and take my father-in-law to this game? He's a big Bills fan. This is like a miracle that
right.
They're coming to Detroit, and they happened to be in Detroit at that time, that week. And so they said, oh, yeah, you know, just go to the box office. We'll take care of you. Well, I get to the box office, and there are all these tickets, and I said it was just my father-in-law and me. And we go to our seats, and it's a suite.
Nice.
They put us in a suite. It was phenomenal. So we're watching the game in this suite basically alone. And a man walks in, and I just assume it's somebody from the Lions organization. And they say, Paul, someone wants to say hi to you. And I walk up and I say, thank you so much for doing this. This is just incredible. We really appreciate it. Shake hands, shake hands. And the guy didn't miss a beat. He goes, well, you're very welcome, Paul. I'm glad you could be here and, you know, all of that. And he leaves. And somebody says, do you know who that was? And I go, I assume it's somebody from the Lions organization or Ford Motor Car. I don't know. And he goes, that was Roger Goodell, the commissioner. I had no idea who it was. This was a few years ago. And so it was kind of funny. So I was there when the Bills played here last time. And I've said it before. I'll say it again. You walk into Ford Field and you can't tell that you're not there in the Buffalo Stadium. Because everything's electronic now.
Right.
All the advertisements, all the hoopla. And it was like, I couldn't believe it. It was something. People, we can't get word on if tickets are available or how you get tickets at this point.
I just hope that all the Buffalo fans and all the Cleveland fans come with their wallets and spend a lot of money in downtown Detroit for the course of the day.
And then they're going to spend the night out there in the field, because when do we play the Bills?
Thursday night. And Bills fans have a very unique habit. They love to break tables.
What?
That's their thing.
That
they
is?
Break.
They jump on them.
So it was funny. The Lions sent out a tweet yesterday saying, here's the number if you need anything while we're out of town, but don't break any tables. They kind of tweeted that out to the Buffalo
Bills.
Oh,
that's hilarious. So, that's hilarious. Well, Terry Radican, General Motors Vice President, Corporate Giving. Nice to be in your home as we are here at Joe Muir Seafood in the Renaissance Center for our 12th annual Women Who Lead breakfast. Congratulations on Investor Day in New York City going well, and Mary's announcement that you're looking at profitability for all the EVs on the platform by 2025. Keep the good news coming, my friend.
Thank you, my friend, and welcome back, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.